Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl, and I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast. As always, I am so happy to have you here. Today's going to be another short and sweet episode. We will be getting back to interviews soon, I promise. But it was on my to-do list to record a podcast today, and I was just scrolling through Instagram, as we do, and I came across a meme, and I was like, this is what I have to talk about today. I feel like it was divine timing because I was like kind of, you know, going through like my content ideas that I have saved up, and I was like not really feeling any particular thing. So I came across this and I was like, oh my God, this is it. And I have to read it to you out loud. It says, I've shifted away from the always put yourself first and moved into remember yourself always. There will be moments when situations ask you to consider more than just yourself, but you can always remember and take care of you. I just had to pause and let that sink in because I've read this like three times because it is so, so true. And I think that I'm guilty of like perpetuating this, you need to put yourself first message to moms in particular. And I think the reason why that message, not only does it not resonate, but it can actually be like annoying for moms to hear, because there are lots of situations in motherhood where it is quite literally impossible to put yourself first, right? There are certain days, certain situations, certain circumstances that do not allow for your needs to come first. When your baby wakes up screaming bloody murder in the middle of the night, you don't get to like, maybe you do, you know, but for example, you don't get to like slowly wake up and like wash your face and put yourself together and then go get your baby and figure out why they're crying, right? When your baby wakes up screaming bloody murder in the middle of the night, you get up and you go to them and you start figuring out what they need, right? In that moment, their needs come first. I do believe it's a lot easier for you, not easy, never easy, but it's a lot easier for you to be able to get up and react and respond to that child's needs when you have also taken care of your own throughout the day somewhere, right? So again, if you're in this season of like newborn, colic, babies, you know, up all night, crying all day, like they just seem like they never sleep, this is not like particularly the podcast for you. You're in survival mode. I do think that it is important to be doing little things for yourself or asking for help to make sure that, you know, you don't sit in this space forever and you do get the breaks that you need. But I'm saying in general, in motherhood, I think this message of put yourself first gets lost because there are so many examples of reasons why we can't do that. Reasons why it's impossible or it feels impossible or unrealistic or unreasonable to be able to put our needs before our children, before our spouse, before our marriage, before our work, before, right? How can it possibly be that we come before all of these other things? And the reality is, it doesn't necessarily have to be that you come first. It just has to be that you remain on your to-do list somewhere. Preferably not at the very, very bottom, because those are likely the things that are, you know, will be put on until tomorrow. So if you are at the bottom of your list today and you don't get to whatever it is that you were going to do for yourself today, then you go to the top tomorrow. Maybe not the tippy top, but somewhere on the top to make sure that it's a reasonable expectation that that thing gets done. Because otherwise, we do get lost in this sea of, you know, cooking dinners and shopping for back to school supplies. It's the middle of August now at the time of this recording. So like, we're doing all of these things. We're moving through the motions all day long. And it gets easier and easier to neglect that we haven't worked out in a couple of days. It gets easier and easier to neglect that we're not eating the way we like to. It gets easier and easier to neglect that we haven't journaled in a couple weeks, or we haven't read a book, or we haven't sat outside in the sunshine, or we haven't turned on some music and just danced. We haven't called a girlfriend. We haven't had lunch with our mom. Like, all of these things become so unfamiliar that the thought of bringing them back in seems astronomical or impossible, or something that we just can't do, right? So I just needed to say this very quick thing, and I'm gonna wrap this up now because it's really all that needs to be said, is that if the mantra of put yourself first and fill your cup first isn't resonating with you, I think that that is reasonable. Like, I think that that is most moms. I think that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just the way things are right now, especially with the way the world is and post-pandemic, and we're still working from home and we have our kids home a lot of the times. Like, we're doing all of these things. We're trying to be all of these things all at the same time. And it's unrealistic to think that on top of all that, or before all that, we get to do these other things to take care of ourselves first. And while I do think it's important that sometimes we put ourselves first, I think that while we're trying to get to that place of putting ourselves first on our to-do list, I think a great place to start is just making sure you're on your list somewhere. You have something, some little thing, whether it is, you know, just a couple minutes, or maybe you do have a couple hours that you can get out and do something. But even if it is just a 5 minute thing, whatever that is, whatever it is that you need in those 5 minutes, whether it's a meditation, whether it's quickly picking up the mess in your kitchen, whether it is that dance party, that phone call, whatever it is for you, making sure that it's on your to-do list somewhere today. Literally write it down on your to-do list. I was listening to another podcast this morning with Dustin Mashinsky with The End Life, and I'll tag her in the show notes as well. And she was, you know, sharing about her morning routine and how on her to-do list, she writes out a list of everything that she needs to get done today for, and she categorizes it, and I do this same exact thing. And she literally puts on there, like, take a shower, paint your nails. And I do the same thing, particularly when I'm having a day or I'm approaching a day that I know that I have like too much to do and too little time. I categorize my to-do list by like project, right? I have my work, and then I have my podcast, and then I have my family, and then I have stuff for me and stuff for the house, and all of these different categories, right? And I write my to-do list, and I will literally put on there, take a shower, go for a run, paint your nails, like whatever it is that I'm feeling like I need, I put it on my to-do list. And true to the content and the message today, I don't always get to it because sometimes it really is just not the priority for that day. But it stays on the list and I get to it tomorrow or the next day maybe, right? So the idea for today's conversation is just to make sure that you are remaining mindful of what it is that you need and keeping those things on your to-do list, not as a way to like guilt or shame yourself if they don't get done, but just a way to make sure that you're staying mindful and you don't go down the slippery slope of like just letting go of those things and never doing them for yourself again because you don't have time. Because I strongly believe that, you know, we can let that be true, but it doesn't have to be our truth if we don't want it to be, right? Because there will come a time somewhere in this week that you do have, you know, 20 minutes to paint your nails or an hour to go get your nails done, right? Maybe it really isn't today. Maybe today it's more important that we go grocery shopping or whatever, but can we do it tomorrow? And if it's looking like possibly yes, make the appointment now. Make the appointment now. Don't wait until tomorrow because tomorrow's going to come and you're going to be like, oh, I have time to go get my nails done. And then you're going to call and they're not going to have an appointment. And then it's going to be another 2 or 3 weeks before you go get your nails done, right? I know how it is. So just make sure that you're keeping these things on your to-do list and you're being proactive about where you're putting them in your schedule, right? So again, if you are feeling like this message of put yourself first or fill your cup first is unrealistic or unreasonable or doesn't connect with you, first of all, I want to give you a big hug because I have been there. I know what it's like and it sucks. It sucks because not only are you not on your own to-do list, but it's very likely that the people around you aren't doing things for you either. So you're tending to everyone else's whatever everyone else needs, and no one is looking around and saying, I wonder what Megan needs. I wonder what would make Megan smile today, right? And it's not that no one cares, right? It's not that. It's just that we are all wrapped up in the hustle, 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 go, go, go busyness of every day that we really can't be relying on our partners or our children or our parents or our friends to be doing these like nice things for us to make sure that we're carving out this time for ourselves and taking care of ourselves. We need to proactively do that for ourselves. So I would love for you to start with this little step of carving out just a couple of minutes a few days a week. So not every single day, but just a 5 to 10 minutes a couple times a week, whether it's first thing in the morning, the last thing you do at night before bedtime, something you do for yourself on your lunch break, whatever it is, wherever it makes the most sense for you in your routine. And if you need some ideas, don't forget, I do have the free self-care menu that has all of these options, things from, you know, 1 minute all the way down to, you know, a couple of weeks, spread across 4 different categories. So if you're like, oh, what would I even do? I don't even know where to start. That is a great place to start. I'll put the link to download it in the show notes. And then lastly, if this is something that you really are struggling with and you really want someone to help you, like look at your schedule, figure out what it is that you even want or need and figure out how to work these things into your schedule or how to ask for the help that you need so that you can work these into your schedule. I am thrilled to remind you that I am now offering one-on-one coaching sessions. So you and I get together, you bring all of your stuff that is bothering you or that is overwhelming you or just whatever is on your mind, bring your to-do list if you want. And you and I can literally go through and untangle it all, make it like make sense, right? Get a full picture of it and then start to prioritize like, okay, what is the priority? How can we prioritize ourselves in here somewhere? If you're looking for someone to hold your hand and walk with you while you do that over the next couple of weeks, I would love for you to reach out to me on Instagram at the No BS Mama. I would love to chat with you about if this is an opportunity that makes sense for you. But other than that, if you are going to do this on your own, definitely start with the self-care menu if that's something that you need. Or if you're like, no, I know exactly what I need. It really hasn't been that long since I've been kind of neglecting my needs. Start small. start small, pick one thing, pick a couple minutes here and there throughout your day or throughout your week, and find ways to work it in. And don't feel bad if, you know, you're not the first thing on your to-do list. I don't want you to feel like, oh, all of these social media moms or gurus or whatever are always saying, like, you have to do this first. You have to put yourself first. And I apologize because I know that I'm guilty of that. It doesn't mean that you are a failure in some way or that you can never achieve that. It just means that you are living a real life. You're not living on someone's Instagram highlight reel, right? You're living your real life. And that's why this message doesn't resonate. And that's okay. That's okay. I think that is totally, totally normal. And I think at the same time, we do need to prioritize you on your list somewhere, maybe not at the very top, maybe not the first thing, but you do need to be a priority on your list. And I would love to be able to help you do that. So if that's something that you're interested in, go ahead and reach out to me again on Instagram at the No BS Mama, or you can message me or tag me somewhere in our Facebook community, the No BS Mama free Facebook community. I will link all of that in the show notes. And with that, I hope that you have an amazing, amazing day, and I will see you next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.